From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. A settlement related to allegations of lending abuse during the housing crisis will have SunTrust Mortgage sending homeowners across the country $550 million. Florida would get the largest share of the nationwide settlement, and that could be as much as $220 million. Eligible homeowners would receive the money in principal reduction, cuts to interest rates, and cash. Joseph Smith Jr. will be making sure the company follows through on the settlement.
What it requires is that they review submissions by borrowers, promptly tell the borrowers what, if anything, is missing from the packages they submit to try to get their loans modified, and then respond promptly, either yes or no.
Smith has the power to impose penalties up to $1 million per violation. The settlement first needs to be approved by a federal judge. Miami-Dade voters will decide in November whether libraries should be incorporated into public parks. Commissioner Esteban Bovo proposed to relocate some smaller branch libraries onto park land as a way to save money on rent. Alex Annunciato is a legislative director for Commissioner Bovo. He attended Wednesday night's meeting at North Dade Regional Library in Miami Lakes.
We're looking at several storefront locations that are leased in private commercial spaces to relocate them onto county property in our park system. As a cost-saving measure, as a reinvention of parks and libraries as a concept.
Tamiami Park and Norman and Jean Reach Park are two proposed sites to open libraries. Some people are concerned that this combination will rob them of their public spaces. There will be meetings next week in several libraries across the country. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.